Committee of Adjustment for April 18th, 2023 to order. We'll start with the roll call. Members of the committee.
Morley Haskam.
Nick Ryland.
Reg Moore.
Debbie Zula.
Mike Heckman.
Secretary Treasurer Carly Britton.
And Chair David Moore. Are there any disclosures of pecuniary and or personal interests and the general nature thereof? Hearing none. We'll just accept the agenda as presented. We have resolution 23-10. Moved by Mike Kekkonen, seconded by Morley Haskam. The Committee of Adjustment meeting agenda is accepted as presented. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. We have the minutes of March the 7th meeting. We have resolution 23-11, moved by Mike Kekkonen, seconded by Morley Haskam. The Committee of Adjustment minutes from the March 7th, 2023 meeting are accepted as circulated. Any discussion? All the question? All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. We have two applications on the agenda for tonight, and as we go through them, I just ask that anybody who speaks later, whether it be the applicant or the public, that everything is spoken through the chair, and that before you speak, if you wish to speak, that you offer up your name. I'll start with the first one. We actually read it out, and then we're open to the discussion, usually from the applicant, from the public, pro and con, for and against, and if the public has any particular comments as well. So our first application is 6.1 on the agenda from Garrett McKay, application A/03/2023. So we have resolution 23-12, moved by Reg Moore, seconded by Nick Ryland. That the Committee of Adjustment does hereby grant the minor variance application A/03/2023 McKay to permit relief of one addition to the existing building, commercial, to have a reduced exterior side yard setback as defined in section 8.06 of bylaw number 95-12 as amended, that is reduced from 7.5 meters in schedule B of bylaw 95-12 as amended to 5.88 meters, 1.62 meters relief of the minimum permitted side yard setback. All other applicable sections of bylaw 95-12 as amended are to be complied with. Okay, I'd ask if anybody here on behalf of the applicant wish to speak to this. And I'll open it up to members of council. Well, not council, I guess it is members of the committee. We're running three meetings all at once here. Are there any comments? Rich?
I would like to say that the resolution should be amended.
Okay.
So in the third sentence it says setback as defined in section 806. Section 806 is not the definition of sections in the bylaw.
What's the number? What's the number so we can find it then?
So I'm saying that it should be reworded to say as defined in subsection 2.183.
2.183, okay.
Yeah. And regulated in subsection 806 and schedule B of bylaw 95-12 as amended.
You can get this to cover when we're done?
Yeah.
Carly? Yep. Just give you the copy that he's already written this all down on?
Sure.
That is you for it?
Is it just handwriting?
Yeah.
It's okay. I got it.
Okay.
She probably can write it better than you can read it.
That's true.
That's what she said, kind of.
That right,
you said 2.183?
Yeah.
Of the zoning?
Subsection 2.183, which is the definition section. So the definition is in section 2.
All
that's online anyway, that's the one I'm looking at.
Because I'm looking at 2.177 as far as mine goes, so that's why I'm interested in 183, what reads.
2.177 is the height one for the definition.
Right, right. No, that's what I'm saying, that's as far as mine goes, that's what I'm saying. Well, the one that was handed to me is the complete copy, sort of.
Oh.
So I'm interested in 183, what it says.
I don't have
it
in front of me.
I have it. You want to see it?
Okay. Well, you can read it.
It just says yard exterior side means a side yard immediately adjoining a road or a 0.3 meter reserve abutting a road.
See, I have that as 2.175. Exterior side yard.
Oh, really? My 2.175 says wildlife habitat.
See, that's, we have too many zoning zoning bylaws floating around. What's online and what other people have copies.
Is that 9512?
Yeah.
My version come offline. I looked online. I just looked online when
yeah.
I did this. So.
And we hope it's accurate, but
hope so.
Okay.
From the township of McKellar, though, right?
Yes.
Well, I got my hard copy from the township.
Yeah.
Yeah, so did I. And this was certified and signed by our clerk administrator, certified true copy. So,
do we need even have the section in there? As long as it says the exterior side yard setback is defined in bylaw 95-12.
It helps, I know, for reference. But if the reference is
not
all over the map,
that's
the other question.
It's the wording I had problems with because it says as defined in 806, and 806 is not a definition.
No. So if you just take out any reference, any numbers, and just say as defined as bylaw, how would that work? I know you want it to be more specific, but can we be specific? We've got two different versions in front of us.
I think the one that's online is the accurate one, in my mind. If yours only goes to 2.177, it's definitely wrong.
Yeah, but it was certified that it was correct. So, so I don't want to say that it is wrong, but... I like Morley's idea.
So then take out the definition then and just say as regulated in subsection 806 and Schedule B. Like you have to reference them. I don't know how
yeah.
to do that now.
Schedule B I think hasn't been altered. So yeah.
Right. And 806 shouldn't be either because it references Schedule B. You don't get to Schedule B without reading 806.
As regulated in subsection 806, and then what was the other part?
And Schedule B of bylaw 9512 is amended.
So is 806 zone requirement?
806 is the commercial section,
yeah.
And if you read 806 itself, it references Schedule B.
Oh yeah, I see.
Without
yeah,
it,
yeah except in
Schedule
accordance
B.
with Schedule
yeah.
B. Okay.
Schedule B are your setbacks. Without 806, you don't get there.
Okay.
So yours, Dave, you say you don't have the 2.183 then?
No, but I have okay. I have 806,
yeah.
which covers all commercial zones.
So
yeah.
I'll see which one I've been going by at home, too, to see whether I have the
yeah.
not up-to-date one.
So after as amended, I ended that sentence there.
Mm-hmm.
And I started a new sentence, stroked out that is reduced and put the relief permitted is from 7.5 meters to 5 meters, brackets 2.5 meter relief.
The relief? Sorry. Ended sentence
second
and then began.
I ended the sentence at as amended.
Yep.
And then started a new sentence. The relief permitted is from 7.5 meters. 5 meters, and in brackets 2.5 meter relief instead of
yep.
1.62 meter as you said.
Okay.
Now that's
no,
what I'm suggesting.
That.
That's not what.
That's not what they asked for.
That's
so.
Not what they asked for. But I don't think 5.88 meters gives them the relief they require. There's no survey. I checked today. I hunted all over and I can't find any survey bars around. You look at the West Prairie Sound Geography Network, and which isn't accurate ever. And it shows there's nowhere close to that from what I can see. I come in and Chris and I went through the plan 9 and plan 74 today to find all the bars we could find on the plans, and it didn't help because there's no bars there that I can find. So, but I'm pretty sure that 5 meters will give it the relief he requires. There's no point in, I'm not saying the minor variance is going to get passed, but there's no point in having a resolution to pass a minor variance that isn't going to meet what's required. I tried to contact the applicant, so I phoned him. I got a hold of his phone number, and I phoned him, and he's in Ireland right now. His dad passed away, so that's why he isn't here tonight. So he was quite agreeable to that, obviously.
And you don't see any problem with the, as opposed to 5.188 to 5, as far as projecting out there if it goes out that far? Closer to Center Road?
According to what I stepped off, it won't project maybe a foot past the little islands that are there. So the turnaround itself is on township property anyway, the outside of the turnaround
outside
that he's creating.
The other members of the committee wish to comment?
I have one other change.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
You can do it right here, Charlie, if you want. Instead of just saying side yard setback, it should say exterior side yard setback.
You want us to sign this
one
again?
Can you sign the top in too, please?
Yeah.
Sign the top in initial.
So just delete the other one. So. This is what goes up there. Okay, I got it there. Do you want me initial in both places too? Yeah, that's probably
sure.
Faster, right? Should initial. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Sorry. Need longer arms.
So many amendments that I'll read the resolution as amended. And then we'll open up to the public. We have resolution 23-12. Moved by Reg Moore, signed by Nick Ryland. The Committee of Adjustments hereby grant the minor variance application A/03/2023 McKeg to permit relief of one addition to the existing building, commercial, to have a reduced exterior side yard setback regulated in subsection 8.06 and Schedule B of Bylaw 95-12 as amended. The relief permitted is from 7.5 meters in Schedule B of Bylaw 95-12 as amended to 5 meters, 2.5 meters relief of the minimum permitted exterior side yard setback. All other applicable sections of 95 bylaw 95-12 was amended or be complied with. I think I got them all in there. So we'll open this up to the public. Oh, sorry.
Did you say 2.5 meter relief?
Yes.
Okay.
So if the public has any particular questions, you just need your name before you speak, and then you're welcome to have your say. Yes.
Melissa Eugene. So how does this process work? Like, I personally, I can't see that it's really affecting anything. So how long is it if you guys decide to go ahead with this? How long does it take for this to be official?
I think now that there's new legislation out there, and maybe somebody correct me on this, it used to be a 20-day appeal, but I'm not sure on the Committee of Adjustment, the variances, whether that's still in effect for individuals, is it?
That's correct. So the appeal period date ends May 8th, 2023.
Okay. I know they're thinking of changing that. I guess it's not legislated yet. Any other questions from the public? From the committee? Okay. So we call the question on it then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
Okay. We have to sign it in.
Yeah, you will have to, yeah.
No, I have to go back to my desk to retype the decision.
Okay, so we can do that later.
Yeah.
So the second application is from Reed Thomas, application A/04/2023. We have resolution 23-13, moved by Reg Gore, second by Morley Hoskin. The Committee of Adjustment does hereby grant the minor variance application A/04/2023, Reed, to permit relief of one accessory garage private to have a height as defined in section 2.77 of bylaw 95-12 as amended, that is 1.4 meters higher than the permitted height of 5 meters in schedule B of bylaw number 95-12 as amended. All other applicable sections of bylaw number 95-12 as amended are to be complied with. Open this up to committee members, first of all, comments. Do we have the right sections referenced?
Yeah, I don't have any notes about that. I think I looked at the room. Yeah. But I do have some comments if nobody else is on the site. First of all, and this is just a comment about the application. There's some mistakes on the application, even though the application was deemed complete. Schedule B, or not Schedule B, Section B, number 6 of the bylaw should say subsection 702, not just subsection 7. Section C, number 10, the frontage they have in their application is 20.1 meters. Bylaw 2023-11 was passed, which only gives them 17.374 meters. And in D, number 22, the applicant referenced that bylaw and the special provision number to it, which says that, so they knew about it. I don't know why they put 21.1 meters in their application.
Well, if history is any indication, I've been on the planning board now for a while and it was in the past. Applications are all over the map, but things that are handed in and what is actually passed. And so, and nothing seems to be done at that level, whether the application's incorrect. correct or not, even though they've signed it saying to the best of their knowledge, everything is true. So I guess we have to decide, is this what the person really wants, the applicant? And if so, then we make the call on it.
Yeah. I'm prepared to go ahead. I just wanted to bring it to everybody's attention that this was wrong.
Yeah.
I think it should be recorded that it was wrong. Just so the applicant knows that they didn't fill it completely right.
Yeah, as I say, I've pointed that out a number of times at the planning board level, and it still moves ahead, but that can be pointed out again. Councilor?
The only other thing I wanted to mention at this time was that in B7 of the application, they've said they're seeking relief for an increased height for an accessory building. And that's fine, but then in 8, they went on and said that they were seeking that relief for somebody in the future to be able to use that building for a single family dwelling, or something along those lines in the wording. I just want it recorded that the minor variance will be passing is for the height increase for an accessory garage and nothing else. Whenever it comes to them changing that to a single family dwelling, this approval has nothing to do with that. It may be a completely different bylaw of the day, completely different Ontario Building Code regulations.
Yeah.
So I just want to record that this minor variance application has nothing to do with a single family dwelling.
No, makes sense. It's, we see that so often too with consents. I mean, they're going to sell the consent or the severance to family, and there's no intention of doing that at all.
Yeah.
So, but no, that's a good point. And it's just a question at this stage, how do you go back, and can you really deal with the future intention? I guess when they get to that stage and they want to do something, that's when it'll click in and say that it's on record what you're saying.
Yeah, so our variance is only for a height.
Right.
It may meet the height of a single family dwelling at that time. It may not. Who knows?
Yeah.
As bylaws change.
Yeah.
But
all they're asking for is variance for height right now.
Yeah,
right.
So that they could, they're thinking they can change it to a dwelling.
Yeah.
Who knows if it's going to meet the height of the day?
Yeah.
And there's they'd have to apply, as it stands right now in the building code, they'd have to apply for a change of use permit to change it from a garage to a dwelling. And they'd have to comply with all the regulations in the building code to do that. And again, who knows what the regulations are going to be then. You know, like we know they're going to have septic approval, or they're going to have room to put a septic in.
Well, I know that.
So
and that whole situation in that whole subdivision, I mean, they're all undersized, obviously. But
So anyway, I just wanted it recorded that we're not in any way, shape, or form approving the future use.
No.
So where will that show up?
I'll put it in the minutes.
Okay.
Anything else from committee members? And I'll open it up to the public for any comments on this application. Okay, hearing none, and no amendments to the original resolution, so I'll call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
So I'll circulate the read notice of decision now. I'm just going to retype the keyed one, and then I'll bring that one in before we adjourn.
Yes,
and that's
good. But that's the one I think I have. I have to look at it to see.
This is from
I received an email. goes through, been working on it, I guess.
When did his dad die, right? Do you know?
He flew out on Wednesday night, I think, because they called him and he never got there. He did it when he got there. I think he'd had a lot of health issues at some point.
Yeah. How old he was?
85.
Life expectancy, you know. It's life expectancy.
Did you hear what happened?
Actually, it's 83.
So what's the 25-degree difference of temperature about, I guess? I think from one day to the next.
I was up on Sunday in shorts and a t-shirt, and I went inside because it was too hot in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I'm here, I've got my winter coat on, I'm freezing.
Yeah.
That's seasons going backwards.
Yeah. Canada, all right. You probably get a nice breeze where you are, right? Well, it's not here. Windows, yeah.
Always. And I got windows both sides, so yeah, it just goes right through.
Yeah. And right now, you can feel like an air conditioning coming off the water. Like they say, like the difference even well, with Toronto weather,
yeah.
You watch the difference. I think the wind's coming in off the cool water.
Okay.
Well, this is the resolution that we agreed to, but this is the type of copy that's what Carla
just a reference,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. Just so you make sure that you wrote down the same things.
Yeah.
saying everybody else has done it right.
It's like you sign it first. If you sign it first, we know we're okay. Resolution 23-14, moved by Nick Ryland, second by Morgan Housman. The Committee of Adjustment does now adjourn. Do you want time on there?
I can note it in the minutes. 6:08.
Okay. Call the question. All those in favor? Not opposed? Carried. The regular meeting will resume at 6:30.
Right? You got nothing to lose, just, you know, see, because for me, honest to God, it'll get rid of it in like